A Russian onslaught in several parts of Ukraine. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Heavy shelling in several cities as Russian forces advance on the capital of Kyiv.
Ukrainian forces continue to fight for every inch of this country, but equally the Russian forces keep coming. We are now getting video in of Russian forces walking through the southern city of Volnovakha. They appear to be in control of that city, and if so, it would represent the second city they have taken after Kherson last week. There is intense fighting going on too in the suburbs of Kyiv as the Russians continue to try to press forward closer and closer.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. A warning from a senior Russian diplomat that Moscow could target shipments of military equipment to Ukraine. The deputy foreign minister says pumping weapons from a number of countries is dangerous and makes those convoys legitimate targets. Russia is also blasting the latest round of U.S. sanctions.
The Biden administration is joining European and G7 allies to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status, a step that would impose tariffs on Russian goods.
The free world is coming together to confront Putin. Our two parties here at home are leading the way.
President Biden will need Congress to downgrade Russia's trade status. Legislation is expected to move quickly next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president has also banned imports of Russian vodka, seafood, and diamonds. A late winter storm will hammer parts of the east this weekend, from the deep south to the Canadian border. Several inches of snow expected inland, wind and rain along the coast. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A deadly encounter between an SUV and a crowd of people in the nation's capital appears to have been an accident. Police say two women were killed yesterday and several others were hurt when a vehicle crashed into an outdoor seating area at a popular Greek restaurant. The elderly driver stayed on the scene. It's unclear if charges will be filed. A trial date has been set for a Wisconsin man accused of intentionally ramming his vehicle into a parade.
Daryl Brooks Jr. will face trial in October on 77 counts of murder and attempted murder in the Waukesha Christmas parade attack in November, accused of plowing his speeding SUV into parade goers and participants, leaving six dead and dozens injured, though questions remain.
There could be a problem impaneling the jury from Waukesha County.
Prosecutor Susan Opper to begin putting together a questionnaire for prospective jurors over potential bias in the case. That before the judge rules on a defense motion to bring in jurors from another county or to move the case altogether. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The rifle that was used by Kyle Rittenhouse to shoot three people during anti-police riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has been destroyed. According to a local TV station, the gun was placed in a shredder at the state crime lab. Two of the men who were shot in August of 2020 died. Rittenhouse was acquitted on all charges, including murder. Days of violent riots broke out after the police shooting of Jacob Blake. A shocking story out of Portland, Oregon, where police say a woman gave birth on a sidewalk, then walked away, leaving her newborn behind. Officers who responded on Thursday caught up with the woman, who was said to be covered in blood. Both she and the baby girl were hospitalized. The child appeared to be healthy. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.